So theoretically, if we were to put something on the board, is there something that you can use that for to throw it
Hello?
Is James there?
This is him.
Hey James, this is Steve from Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Where are you from?
Cardiff?
Cardiff.
Yes sir, yeah. Yeah, I know you're busy. I'm not trying to take up much of your time. I'm actually just trying to follow up on an offer that we sent to you guys about 2.5 weeks ago. It was based off of some financing that you guys did through GE. Does that ring a bell at all?
No, sir.
No? Okay. Well, I just want to let you know that your business is pre-approved for equipment financing and some working capital, about 250K. So I just want to circle back with you, see if you have anything in the pipeline.
No, we don't. We pretty much do our own financing right now.
Yeah? Do you guys go through a bank at all, or who do you guys usually do it through?
We haven't been financing no equipment.
Oh, no equipment?
Four or 5 years.
Oh, wow, okay. Very good. How's business for you guys? Pretty good?
Not really, but we ain't having to borrow no money to operate on. We're kind of a company kind of taking care of that, but it could be better, but
what are your plans for growth this year?
Zero.
Yeah. Do you have any, have you ever thought about maybe doing some working capital, maybe to expand or anything like that?
No, I'm like about 3 or 4 years retired.
Oh, nice. Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
I'm just trying to maintain.
Yeah. Okay.
Stay on a profit, little profit level, and which has been kind of hard, but
understand.
As far as borrowing any money, we ain't gonna be doing that. I don't foresee that.
Okay.
We'll take an early retirement before we have to go to borrowing. Anything like $100,000 or $200,000, we just gonna quit.
Right.
I mean, that's where I'm at.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so when you retire, are you thinking about just closing the business, or are you passing it down to anybody?
Selling out, or I got some good people working for me. I may just see what they want to do. If they want to take an interest in it.
Yeah.
You know, as far as starting our own company up, I'll just let them. We'll see.
Okay. Well, in that case, if you ever do pass it down, would it be okay if I maybe just send you some information? And that way, if you do end up, passing it down to somebody that you are doing that for, they have that information in their back pocket in case they ever need to do any kind of financing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can send me something I can keep on file.
Sure. Do you have any email or anything?
No, we don't. We hadn't been using our. I have a fax machine, if that'll help you.
Sure. What's the fax number?
It's 318-576-3400.
3400, all right.
Yes, sir.
All right. How long have you guys been in business for, just out of curiosity?
Employees?
Yeah. How long have you guys been in.
Yeah, we got eight of us.
Okay, right on.
A small company.
Sure, no, I understand. I like a small company. That's the best. Right on.
Well,
go ahead.
No, I'm just saying we've been a small company for 4 years now. We downscaled. We had about 15 employees, and we cut back about half. Half production and half manpower. And we're just gonna ride this thing out till I see what my retirement's going to develop, my health's going to develop,
Sure. Why do you think business is slow right now?
What I think business is what now?
Why do you think business is slow?
It's because this government's in a mess.
I agree with you.
You don't want to get me started on that. We'll be here the rest of the day. I'll be start cussing here in a few minutes.
Yeah, that's all right. No, I feel you.
Too many handouts, buddy.
Oh, I agree with you. I can't agree with you more.
Too many hands standing around with a hand in the pockets. They'll be working.
That's right, man. I understand 100%. I know where you're coming from.
I'm up to my neck in this BS.
Yeah. No,
I'm sick of it.
Yeah, a lot of people are. That's the crazy thing about it.
Something's gonna change here before long.
Hopefully.
Something's gonna change before long. They're gonna be people at each other's throat.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You buy insurance, you buy all this safety stuff, and it's all just a bunch of BS. I don't want to mess your day up.
Mine, you're all right. It's okay.
Yeah, but if you'll fax me some contact, you know, I can contact you.
Sure.
It may be worthwhile to me to call you one of these, you know, next few years or something.
Okay. Sure, absolutely.
We'll just see, it's an option.
Yeah, absolutely. Would it be okay if I maybe give you a follow-up call, like, you know, 6 months from now or something like that?
All right.
All right, James. Well, I do appreciate it, man. My name is Steve, by the way. So,
Steve.
I'll send you some information. Yeah.
Okay, Steve.
Yeah, and if you want to, you can write down my phone number. Totally up to you.
Well, can you put it on the fax information?
Sure, I can do that.
Yeah, just do that, and I'll keep it in my file on.
Okay.
In a file, and I can go back to it.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I'll do that then.
Okay, Steve.
All right, James. Appreciate it, man.
All right, bye.
Have a good one. Bye.